you're ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment, well, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But really, all you need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money. So let's do this. Hey, gorgeous, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. Honestly, don't even know where to begin when it comes to filling you in on absolutely everything that's happening in my life and my business right now. Woo! It has been a powerful few weeks. Gosh, we've just finished our 5-day money magnet bootcamp, and wow, the energy in there was insane. The women were on fire. The breakthroughs, just absolutely incredible. The women were just blown away by, I think, the energy and the shifts that took place for them in there. And I was blown away even by their shifts and the commitment and the way that they showed up for themselves. Like, we laughed, we cried, we did all the things together. And it's just insane to think that they had so many shifts from just my 5-day free money magnet bootcamp, because it's just even nothing compared to the depths that we're going to go to in my 12-week brand new Money Mindset Magic program. And the link to that is below. So that just happened. Yep, doors to that are open. So we're in launch phase right now for Money Mindset Magic. And it has been absolutely beautiful to welcome the women into that who have said yes to themselves, who are feeling the powerful shifts in their life and their frequency literally just by making the investment in the program. And the program hasn't even begun yet. What else? Well, we're having a heat wave in LA. I know my family back home in the UK were having a heat wave there a few days ago. Well, over here it is 35 degrees centigrade plus every single day this week. And I just manifested a new home. So we are also starting to live amongst packing boxes, and we will be moving in a few weeks, which is very exciting. And a whole other manifestation story that today I won't go into, but maybe sometime on the podcast I will. But needless to say, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of movement, and I could not be more grateful for my booming business, for the amazing women I get to work with, and for the energy and the power that I just feel within me. I feel more fired up than ever before when it comes to supporting women in drastically up-leveling their money mindset and creating just epic change for themselves and their lives. Because money mindset goes so much deeper than just being about the money. But today, I really want to dive into how you can really raise your frequency when it comes to money, and talk about this idea that everything you want actually wants you back. And I'm going to dive into that on a deeper level and how you actually step into the frequency of attracting wealth on a bigger level, let's say. Before we dive into today's podcast episode topic, I just want to take a moment to really speak into my brand new program, Money Mindset Magic, what it's all about. And I know with, I'd say 100% certainty, that there is somebody listening to this who is really intrigued by it, who is really considering doing the program, who may have even clicked on the link to the page where I have all of the information and the enroll now button, but something's holding them back, and it's fear. And I just want to say that I really honor the fear. Yeah, like I actually honor fear. I respect the fear. I understand the fear, because anyone that tells you to do anything and be fearless really doesn't understand the concept of fear. Like, fear is there for a reason, and it is natural for you to feel fear when you're about to make an investment in radically changing your life. And the reason that fear is there is because it's really scared and terrified of that change that is about to happen, because fear is there to keep you safe and protected. And the only place it knows where to keep you safe and how to keep you safe is the place that you're currently in right now. But I know that you don't want to stay in the place that you're currently in right now. I know that you want to create more wealth, more prosperity, more abundance, have more confidence, be completely aligned with your prices, attract high-paying clients, and really start hitting your big income goals. I know that you want that. And therefore, if that is what you want and desire, then you're going to have to honor and respect the fear too, but also move beyond it. And I just really, really want to support you in understanding why that fear is there. Because that fear means that this program is worth investing in. The very fact that fear is there means that this is worth being scared of, because there is such epic change coming. There is such epic transformation coming. And if you're feeling a little scared of making the financial commitment, I get it. But what is on the other side of that fear? I know with 100% certainty, that is why I am fully aligned with the price of this program, that you are going to receive an incredible return on investment when it comes to this program. Like, it is going to change the trajectory of your life forever. I know that hand on heart. I couldn't say that if I didn't believe it to be true. And so how will you feel after making the commitment to say yes to this? How will you feel even 3 months from now when you've completed the program, compared to how will you feel if you let the fear win? How will you feel if you say no? And I just want you to lean into that, because your body is going to tell you. And every woman who has made the commitment to invest in this program has messaged me and said how much lighter she feels, how much more excited she feels, how much more fired up she feels. And some of them have started actually manifesting more money and more clients, literally just as a result of making the commitment to invest in the program, because simply the act of investing in themselves has changed their frequency. And I'm going to be here to support you every step of the way in this program. It is a live coaching transformational program. Not only will I be coaching you every week, I also have epic goddesses who are powerhouses in their own zone of genius coming to coach you too. I have self-worth coaches, self-love coaches, financial coaches for your money management skills. I have feminine embodiment coaches coming. Like, it is going to be off the chain. And I'm in this industry every single day, and I have not seen a money mindset program like this at this price that goes as deep as this program is going to go. So all of the information is in the link below. Move beyond the fear and tap into your inner wisdom and ask her, what is she calling you to do? Okay, so let's dive into today's topic. I really want you to understand that everything you wants you back. But here's the key piece in that. You have to want it. And that means that your subconscious and conscious minds have to be aligned. And very often, we think we consciously want something, and actually subconsciously, we're terrified of actually receiving that very thing or having that very thing happen. And that's why I coach all of my clients on a downsides to wealth process, because you might think there's only upsides when it comes to generating or creating wealth. But the moment I tap into your subconscious mind, you'll probably be able to give me a whole list of all of the downsides or potential fears that you have to manifesting wealth. And that's the power of getting your subconscious and conscious minds aligned, because when you do so, you finally open yourself up to receive what it is that you want on a whole new level. And that's exactly what we're going to do in Money Mindset Magic. I know I keep coming back to that, but like, I am just so fired up about it. And the transformation that I just know is going to take place as a result of you saying yes to that. So you've got to really understand that money is an energy. Money is an energy. There is no big pie in the sky where if one person takes a big piece of the pie, there's none left over for others. Money is an energy, and you get to dictate the flow by deciding on your frequency. You are the decision maker. You are in the driver's seat. So today I want to share with you just some simple, easy, effective ways that you can start stepping into a wealthier frequency, because the more abundant your frequency is, the more you're going to be open to receiving money on a whole new level. So how do we become an energetic match to more money? Here's my first tip. Change the language that you use to speak about money. No, really, how are you speaking to money? What stories are you telling yourself? What beliefs are you generating through your language? Do you say, I can't afford that. There's no way I can do that. There's no way I can invest in that. Or I'm broke, or I'm this, or I'm a bad money manager. That was mine. I'm like, I'm so bad with money. I'm a terrible money manager. Well, that was the reality that I was then therefore creating. So in order to shift into a new reality, you have to first start speaking it into existence. So choose a new channel, like literally. Change the channel. And you can change the channel very quickly by changing the language that you use. So even before I fully believed it to be true, like it is my reality and the truth now for me. But before then, I really was very, very conscious of the language I was using. So I would walk around going, I'm great with money. I'm an excellent money manager. Money flows effortlessly and easily towards me. I am always financially and energetically divinely supported at all times. And like all of those are my truths now, but I first had to call that into existence. So as of today, I want you to become super conscious of the reality that you're creating around money and the language that you are using. My second tip to step into a wealthier frequency is to start choosing to live from an abundant state today. Today. Not one day in the future where you'll finally give yourself permission to act or operate from a specific state or in a specific way. What are you waiting for? Your life is right here and right now. And you get to choose to live in an abundant state starting today. And that doesn't even have to cost you necessarily more money. It's just little shifts in the way that you operate, in the decisions that you make. What makes you feel abundant? If you're rolling out of bed and just scraping your hair back and then like wearing sweatpants and a hoodie crouched over the laptop, you're probably not going to feel very abundant. Like, what if you woke up and you acted as your wealthiest, most badass self starting today? Like you put on the thing, the outfit, the materials, the clothing, the cloths that make you feel abundant. You did your hair and your makeup, or you put on a red lip. How would your wealthiest, most abundant self walk, talk, hold herself? Does she get up earlier in the day? Does she get up at 6 a.m. instead of sleeping in until 10 a.m.? Does she spend the first couple hours of her day with herself, meditating, journaling, manifesting, visualizing? What can you start doing to operate from that place? You know, like, I'm probably going to do this straight after I recorded this episode. Running a really decadent, beautiful bubble bath with candles makes me feel so abundant. I'm just about ready to pop open some pink champagne and just do that for myself tonight and put on a face mask. That doesn't really cost me anything, but does it make me feel fabulous? Abso-freaking-lutely. Music can make you feel abundant. I love playing music that really gets me vibrating on a cellular level in my body in this abundant way. Like, I'm obsessed with Beyoncé's album. I'm obsessed with music that gets me moving and shaking and just like feeling really badass in my body. That makes me feel abundant. That makes me a magnet to money and success and wealth. How would your wealthiest, most badass self operate starting today, not one day? My third tip to become an energetic match to money is to find gratitude, like real gratitude, for all of the abundance that surrounds you right here and right now. As in, are you looking for it? Are you looking for the existence of abundance that already surrounds you? Or are you more focused on what you don't have, on what you currently haven't received or manifested in your life? Are you more focused on the lack than the abundance? Because what you focus on multiplies and magnifies. I am so grateful every single day. Like, I am grateful I wake up in a bed. I am grateful that I wake up in beautiful Egyptian cotton sheets. I am grateful that I wake up next to my loving husband. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful, honestly, for all of the knives and forks in my cutlery drawer. I am grateful for all of the towels in my airing cupboard. I am grateful for all of the food in my fridge. I'm grateful for all of the amazing makeup in my makeup bag. I am grateful that I have running water. I'm grateful for my clothes. I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for my clients. I'm grateful for my business. Like, I am grateful. I ooze gratitude. I tell people, I tell things, I tell objects, I tell my home that I am grateful for it every single day. Why? Well, not only is it my truth, like, I am truly, truly grateful. It comes from a very real place, but it also allows me to step into the frequency of having, of receiving, rather than being without. I focus on the abundance that already surrounds me, which then therefore taps me into so much more abundance. And at the beginning of my money mindset journey, when I was really trying to break free from very limited programming, I started to find gratitude for every cent and every dollar that came into my bank account. It was definitely not flowing into my bank account in the incredible ways that it currently does, but that wasn't the point. I knew that in order to shift it, I had to find gratitude for what I already had instead of projecting onto money that it still wasn't enough and telling it it wasn't enough, because from that vibrational frequency, it would never be enough. Instead, I had to project and raise my frequency of that always being enough by finding gratitude for what I already have, for looking for the numerous ways that I was already supported, because you are supported. Find gratitude for whatever device you are currently listening to this podcast from. Do you realize how incredibly abundant that makes you compared to most of the rest of the world? Like, hallelujah, you get to listen to a podcast from wherever you are. I'm grateful for my podcast mic right now, for the incredible abundance that it allows me, for the fact that it allows me to speak to you right now. So finding gratitude is an instant money vibrational frequency raiser. And my fourth tip to really start raising your money frequency is to start investing in yourself. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're like, oh, but that costs more money. And I'm gonna say, but does it? Yes, it can. And yes, absolutely, investing in your growth, your transformations, your personal development, your business. Yes, of course, that is a game changer and will instantly raise your frequency. But there are so many ways that you can invest in yourself. How are you currently investing in yourself? Are you investing in your health? Are you investing in how you feel in your body? Are you investing in your time? Are you investing in your relationship? Are you investing in practicing self-love for yourself? Are you investing in the longevity of your health and body by the foods that you eat, the exercise that you do? Like, there are so many ways to invest in yourself. An investment in yourself could be taking yourself on a beautiful walk in nature. Or for me, it's like an investment in myself is switching off and going down to the beach. An investment will be this evening, I'm totally going to go out and buy myself a beautiful bottle of pink champagne. Or when I run that bubble bath tonight, that will be an investment in myself. When I take time out and I switch off from my phone and put the laptop away and I invest in romantic time with my husband, that's an investment. It's an investment in our future. It's an investment in our relationship. When I buy myself flowers, that's me investing in myself. When I take the time to give myself a facial in lockdown and quarantine, like that's me investing in my face. There are so many ways that you can invest in yourself. And I really want to invite you to dig deeper into how you can invest in yourself, because what does that do? Well, it not only raises your frequency, it also says, I am worthy of investing in myself. And therefore, I am worthy of also being invested in. So if you're asking your clients or your customers to invest in your products or your services, well, really ask yourself, am I investing in myself? Because however you show up in the world is how or is what will be reflected back to you. So if you're scared of investing in yourself, or you've never invested in your own growth or your development, or you've never invested, I don't know, the kind of money that the Money Mindset Magic program costs, or whatever it might be, or in one-to-one coaching, or whatever it might be for you. If you've never done that, if you've never taken that action, but you're expecting others to do that for you, then that is going to be a block because you haven't raised your frequency to match that yet. If you want your partner to invest in you and treat you to beautiful things or experiences, well, are you investing in you? Because you're dictating the frequency. You're dictating the frequency at all times. So I just really want you to lean into that and ask yourself right here, right now, or today or tonight, how can you invest in yourself on a deeper, deeper level? So that wraps up my quick four tips to instantly raise your money vibes, your money frequency. I am sending you guys so much love, but now I am so ready to go get some champagne and pour myself a bubble bath, even though it's ridiculously hot outside. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like I still want a bubble bath. So I'm sending you guys lots and lots of love wherever you are in the world. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. And I'm sending you all the high vibe money frequencies. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.